You ready to get in the Word? Let's do it. All right. All right. Well, let's go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we will dive into the Word tonight. It's going to be good. Well, Father God, we thank you. Lord God, we just honor you. God, we thank you that your Word is alive. That is powerful. Father God, that you are a living God who desires to absolutely shake our lives. Father God, we ask that your blessing, that your anointing, that your truth would be in this house today, Father God, as it already is. So Lord, open our hearts, open our lives, open our eyes, and open our minds that we can be as sponges soaking up what it is that you have for each and every one of us. So Father God, we present ourselves ready and available to hear from you tonight. So Holy Spirit, speak to us. And God, as we always do, we don't just pray for this church, but Father, we pray for all the other churches in the Inland Empire and around the world, the ones that are preaching the gospel, talking about your son, Jesus. God, we ask that you'd bless them, because Father God, there's not one of us that's any better than the other, but God, we're all working together to make your name known in this house. So Father God, bless them mightily, just as you've blessed this house. So Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and everybody in this house said heartily,
amen.
That was good. That was a good amen. All right. Well, let's get into this. Now, today I got a simple word for you. We're talking real quick about, we're gonna look real quick in the Word, and then we're gonna dive into some prayer, because I mean that's what we came tonight, right? We came to not just hear the Word, but we came to pray the Word tonight. So let's talk real quick, because tonight I want to talk to you about something real simple, Jesus. Jesus. I mean, all you ever need. He's like the spiritual pocket knife. If you're in trouble, there's something He has that'll fit your need. Jesus Christ. Tonight I want to talk to you about Jesus. Real simple. Something about it. Something he said about himself. Some way he described himself. He described himself as the light. You'll find the Word oftentimes describing Jesus as the light. The Word. The living Word. Yeah, and it's kind of funny. Because everything God says, whether it's figurative, whether it's literal, everything God says and everything God does has a purpose. I mean, he's talking about that camel for a reason. He said, there's something to do with that well. Well, that well has a reason behind it. You know, he broke that bread and those fish. Well, it means something. You know, it's not just a history lesson, as our senior pastor often tells us. It's not just about learning the history of the Bible, not just learning about what the black words say on the white paper, but it's about getting and capturing the heart of God. And you know, when Jesus said that he's a light of this world, it means something. I mean, you think about it, the light. I mean, in a natural sense, the light, well, I mean, that's pretty darn important. I mean, a light, that's important stuff. I mean, if you've ever woken up in the middle of the night try to get a snack, I mean, you know, I swear, when things go dark, coffee tables come to life. And they move and they try to get in your way and you stub your toe. I mean, it's tough stuff. I mean, we would not be able to function properly if we didn't have this thing called light around us. I mean, it's important. It's powerful. It allows us to work throughout the day. It's the reason your electric bills are so high. I mean, a light allows us to do what it is that we do. And it's a funny thing because it's so powerful. I mean, nothing can go faster than it. It's the thing that powers this world. The sunlight actually gives us nutrients and vitamins to make us big and strong like Popeye. And the truth of the matter is, it's pretty amazing. You know, if you know your science, that on a clear night, the light from a single candle flame can be seen over a mile away. The flame can be seen a mile away on a clear night. One little candle in a dark, clear night. If you even go further than that, the light emitted from that candle, I want to get this right, the light emitted from that candle on a calm, clear night, the naked eye can perceive that light that's emitting from that candle from 30 miles away. You may not see the flame, but the light it sends out can allow you to see a distinction between light and dark. 30 miles away, that light from a single candle allows you to perceive the difference between light and dark. That is some interesting stuff. And Jesus compares himself to the light. First thing God said, let there be light. That's some pretty important stuff. The light. So what does that really mean? I mean, we're here to pray. I know that Jesus says he's a light. And I know light's really neat and has really cool facts about it. But there's something behind that light that we need to catch hold of. In Luke, the second chapter, verse 32, you know, a man named Simeon is at the tabernacle. He's at the temple. And Jesus, little baby Jesus, is 8 days old. And that was a really difficult day to be a baby boy back in those days, because that's the day you get circumcised. tough day. And there Jesus is, and Mary and Joseph, they're going to the temple to do what they do with little Jewish boys on the eighth day. Jesus is coming in. And Simeon received a word from God. And as soon as he saw that baby Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, the Holy Spirit came upon him and spoke something to him and said that this is not any average baby you're looking at. He said, this is not just your run-of-the-mill cute kid with curly hair. He said, this child, something special. And he spoke these words. He said in Luke 2, 29, he said, Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace. He says, my life is complete because I see this little baby. He says, according to your word, because my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. Nobody's left out. A light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. You see, he sets the foundation. This light to the Gentiles, to everybody, is a revelation. And that's a funny thing about light, is it reveals stuff. Shows you what you couldn't see before. It makes you be able to get through life with a few less stubbed toes. Helps you drive on the freeway. Helps you see your beautiful wife in the morning. Or it helps you have faith to see a beautiful wife in the morning. I mean, this light allows you to live life because it reveals the thing in front of your face. And that's exactly what Jesus is. Exactly who Jesus is. The revealer of the truth. Remember, the Bible says that and Jonah says that it says the word became flesh. The word of God became flesh. And it reveals to us the difference between the darkness and the lightness. Between dark and light. Between good and evil. Between godly and ungodly. Between the right decision and the wrong decision. It reveals to us how to go and survive school. It teaches us the right way to raise our children. It teaches you the right way to talk to your mom and your dad. It teaches you the right way to approach a job. It teaches you exactly what to do and what not to do with your boss. It tells you and me what this life is all about. It reveals the good from the evil, the light from the dark. God, Jesus Christ, is the light to our life. Oh, I know. It only gets more exciting, too, so just hold on to your seat. It's the revelation, and knowing the truth creates a strength over darkness. You know, you never turn on the dark, you always turn on the light. Yeah, you know, it just, light, darkness just can't hold anything up to the light. As soon as that light comes, boom, that sucker's gone. You know, darkness is only there because something's in the way of the light. Darkness can't even be dark on its own. It needs something to help make it dark. I mean, you look at it, dark's pretty sorry. Dark's pretty sissy. I mean, dark is a small dog in a fight. Light, one little candle a mile away, one little candle 30 miles away. Man, that's a good candle. That is some powerful light. And if that's Jesus Christ, a little bit of Jesus in your life create just enough light for you to make the right decision. A little bit of Jesus in your life. A little more Jesus gives you a little more light. A whole lot of Jesus. A whole lot of Jesus. Shine throughout your entire life. Confusion, darkness, fear. Depression, sorrow, sadness. It's not an issue because you turn on the light. It's good stuff. Whatever darkness hides from you, the faintest shine of God's light, Jesus Christ in your life, takes care of it. When you're in need of wisdom, understanding, strength, you turn to Jesus. Psalm 119, biggest chapter in the entire Bible. It's a doozy. Psalm 119, 105, says, your word, insert Jesus, Jesus being the word made flesh, Jesus, your word is a lamp to my feet. It's a light to my path. It is a lamp. It is the nightlight of all nightlights. Your word, Jesus Christ, is a lamp and to my feet. So when you don't know what to do, take that job or not take that job. When you don't know how to treat your summer school teacher, because they're the reason you were in summer school in the first place. Teenagers, you know what I'm talking about? Maybe you are that teacher. You're like, I'm teenagers, man. George, take me now. Because I got 45 of them and 32 desks. I need a little bit of light. Because I got some decisions to make. I need some hope to shine in the darkness of my life. Because my family came over this weekend. And I'm still getting the stains out of the carpet. I need a little bit of light in my life. Now the problem is this. No matter how much light we get, there always seems to be some type of darkness creeping into life. And you know, the facts of life begin to stack up. And the truth is this, is that darkness begins to creep in. And, you know, you go to the doctors and turns out you weren't as healthy as you thought you were. All of a sudden, you come home and kids just swinging from the chandelier, getting crazy. All of a sudden, you know, you go to turn on the car and the alternator's dead. All of a sudden, you know, you thought you did all your homework, but you left it at home. On accident this time. And all of a sudden, you know, you begin to get up and all of a sudden you find that bill you thought you paid, but you didn't pay. And now they're going to turn off your electricity. All of a sudden, you realize the straw that broke the camel's back. You remember that the final season of Lost doesn't start till January. I tell you, it gets kind of ugly in this place when it gets dark. And the facts begin to stack up. But then you remember, oh yeah! The truth is a little bit bigger than the facts. Then you begin to remember, oh yeah! The facts are subject to the truth. And even though I didn't pay that bill, my God shall supply all my needs according to His glorious riches. And then you begin to remember that my children's needs are going to get taken care of because I've raised them up in the admonition of the Lord. Then you begin to remember, my teacher will get off of my back because he has given me favor. He set a table before my enemies and my teachers. You begin to remember, everything's going to be all right because greater is He who's in me than he who's in this world. And you remember that the truth always trumps the facts, and the facts are subject to change, but the truth is immovable, unshakable, and it ain't going anywhere. Because sometimes the facts seem to get in the way of the light and cast a shadow in your life. But all you got to do is have enough light to step around that fact and know my God's to take care of this. To have faith and hope to last through it. Man, I love that. John 12:46. Jesus talks about this. He says right here, 12:46. Jesus says this. He says, I have come as a light into this world. I mean, you didn't stay in heaven. He came into your world, into your workplace, into your family, to your family, into your school. He came into your neighborhood, into your apartment complex. He came into your car to be a light. That whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. He said, you don't have to live in darkness anymore, but you can live in light. You can live knowing. You could live not worrying about tomorrow, not worrying about your retirement, not having to worry about which college you're going to go to. Let me hear an amen. You don't have to worry about who you are going to marry. Because he can shine some light on that subject. Amen. Brother in the back. He can take care of that. Because he's come into your world to bring light. So you have to fear about stubbing your toe on anything. You have to fear about tripping or falling. He will guide you and lead you through his word and through Jesus Christ living alive on the inside of you. Every answer you need is only a heartbeat away because all you need is cry out and say, Dear Jesus, Father God, I need some help. And he will give an answer to you. Because the light of this world is alive on the inside of you. It's the revelation of God's truth. The revealing of the right and the wrong. It's the revealing. Jesus Christ in your life, nothing can compare. So whatever's stopping you, that light can come alive in your life. If you invite him into the situation, you say, God, I need you to be a part of this. God, I'm done and tired of keeping you in the closet. I'm done and tired of keeping you out of this area of my life. God, you know, in the deepest, darkest parts of my life that I don't want nobody else to know about, I need you to shine some light. And it'll be ugly for a little bit, but I know you clean me up. I know you're the repairer of the breach. The one who takes desolate cities and brings life to them. And God, I've been pretty desolate lately. So shine some light in my life. And let's clean up those skeletons. Because I'm sick and tired of living in darkness. And that's good stuff. You know, tonight, we're going to pray. Tonight, let's wrap up and pray. Tonight, we're going to pray the Word. Because that's Jesus Christ. I mean, he's not physically this Bible. But if this Word, if this book shows us the heart of God, that's Jesus Christ. It points directly to him. Tonight, we're going to pray. And whenever you pray, you need to pray the Word of God. That's why you got to read this thing. Go home, dust that sucker off. Open up, let the moths go. Oil it up. Or maybe you're just smart enough and you're going to get a brand new rock Bible in a couple weeks, you know? Maybe you're that smart. And use it. I mean, it makes a great coffee table decoration, but it can do so much more. Break this bad boy open. Learn a couple things. Don't be afraid to look at it. It's okay if you can't read. Who can? This is San Bernardino. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I grew up here, so it's okay. I know. I remember the helicopters going over my backyard. Had to have been there. Let's pray tonight. Let's speak to Jesus and ask him to come be a part of it.